The Lord of the Nexus was the one person Haplo respected and admired, the one person Haplo feared. The Lord's wrath was terrible. It could be deadly. His magic was incredibly powerful. When still a young man, he had been the first to survive and escape the labyrinth. He was the only patron, including Haplo, who had the courage to return to that deadly prison, fight its awful magics, work to free his people. Haplo grew cold with fear whenever he thought about a possible encounter between his lord and himself, and he thought about it almost constantly. He wasn't afraid of physical pain or even death. It was the fear of seeing the disappointment in his lord's eyes, the fear of knowing that he had failed the man who had saved his life, the man who loved him like a son. "No," said Haplo to the dog. "Better to go on to Celestra, the next world. Better to go quickly, take my chances. Hopefully with time, I can sort out this tangle inside me. Then, when I return, I can face my lord with a clear conscience." He arrived on the bridge, stood staring down at the steering stone. He'd made his decision. He had only to put his hands on the sigla-covered round stone, and his ship would break the magical ties binding it to the ground and sail into the rose-hued twilight of the Nexus. Why did he hesitate? It was wrong. All wrong. He hadn't gone over the ship with his usual care. They'd made it safely out of Abarak and through Death's Gate, but that didn't mean they could make another journey. He'd prepared the ship in a slapdash manner, jury-rigging what he could not take time to carefully repair. He should have strengthened rune structures that almost surely had been weakened by the journey, should have searched for cracks, either in the wood or the sigla, should have replaced frayed cables. He should have, as well, consulted with his lord about this new world. The Sartan had left written lore concerning the four worlds and the Nexus. It would be folly to rush blindly into the world of water without even the most rudimentary knowledge of what he faced. Previously, he and his lord had met and studied. But not now. No, not now. Haplo's mouth was dry, had a foul taste in it. He swallowed, but it did no good. He reached out his hands to the steering stone and was startled to see his fingers tremble. Time was running out. The Lord of the Nexus would have received his report by now. He would know that Haplo had lied to him.
"I should leave."
"No," Haplo said softly, willing himself to place his hands on the stone. But he was like a man who sees dreadful doom coming upon him, who knows he must run for his life, yet who finds himself paralyzed, his limbs refusing to obey his brain's command. The dog growled. Its hackles rose. Its eyes shifted to a point behind and beyond Haplo. Haplo did not look around. He had no need. He knew who stood in the doorway. He knew it by countless signs. He'd heard no one approaching. The warning sigla tattooed on his skin had not activated. The dog had not reacted until the man was within arm's reach. The animal stood its ground, ears flattened, the low growl rumbling deep in its chest. Haplo closed his eyes, sighed. He felt, to his surprise, a vast sense of relief.
"Dog, go," he said.
The animal looked up at him, whimpered, begged him to reconsider.
"Get," snarled Haplo. "Go on, beat it."
The dog, whining, came to him, put its paw on his leg. Haplo scratched behind the furry ears, rubbed his hand beneath the jowl.
"Go, wait outside."
Head lowered, the dog trotted slowly and reluctantly from the bridge. Haplo heard it flop down just outside the doorway, heard it sigh, knew it was pressed as close against the door as was possible to do and still obey its master's command. Haplo did not look at the man who had materialized out of the twilight shadows inside his ship. Haplo kept his head lowered. Tense, nervous, he traced with his finger the runes carved upon the steering stone. He sensed, more than heard or saw, the man come near him. A hand closed over Haplo's arm. The hand was old and gnarled, its runes a mass of hills and valleys on the wrinkled skin. yet the sigla were still dark and easily read.